This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the front lines, of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother. Well, I was never in the military, but I've sworn a public oath to fight all enemies, foreign and domestic, because I'm an American and my family lives here. My family's been here since the start of this country. And America isn't perfect, but its ideas are the greatest we've ever seen. And there are so many people that simply hate basic liberty and basic freedom, and they've organized a clash of civilizations. I realize a lot of bad things have been done to folks in the Middle East. It's been done to actually help Saudi Arabia take out its enemies like Iraq, Syria, and others. And our government has been bought off by the bad guys. I mean, hell, a lot of movies don't get produced or don't get released. They got to get approved now at the big movie houses, at the big production companies, by the communist Chinese. They're censoring more than the Muslims. I mean, this is really crazy how we like have no political immune system. Now, I want to start going to some phone calls. This is a short segment, long segment coming up with our guests, and Joe Biggs is going to be popping in as well for the balance of the hour, but we'll all ride shotgun together for a while. But we've got Mr. Bracken, the former Navy SEAL, here with us as well, and we're going over a lot of other news. But I want to start going to some of your phone calls. But I think what he was getting at is really important. People are getting kicked out of their homes if they're on the ISIS hit list. It's thousands and thousands of people. Tim Kennedy's on the list. People are losing their jobs. The cowards go, oh, my gosh, I need to remove support from you, and grovel to Islam. Islam went and hit the people. This guy was a Democrat, the shooter. This guy, but he went and chose the people he knew were weak, where he could kill the most. And I've been told that by the criminologists, the people that study people that follow Orthodox Islam. And they say that they actually respect people that know what they're doing and know they're lying and know their plan. That they're actually kind of bullied by their own cult. It's the people that grovel to them that they want to kill the most. Have you found that, Mr. Bracken? We've lost this audio. Hold on. Go ahead and start over. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, there's an old saying that the Muslims, the Islamists, however you want to put it, depending on the era of political correctness, that they're either at your feet or at your throat. They do respect strength. Islam has advanced for 1,400 years. It's often defeated cultures that were smarter, that were braver, that were more technologically advanced, but they learn how to defeat the weak points, how to break a society, how to use political correctness, whatever era, how to divide and conquer.
Deception and long game.
And bribery. They'll use bribery. They'll bribe the mayor of the city to open the gates with it. Just as you said, in the Iraqi context, you know, there'll be a helicopter waiting and a suitcase full of $100 bills. That's been an Islamic technique forever. So when I see these, you know, these bureaucrats like Merkel, who knows what they've been promised? And secular atheists who believe in nothing will have no problem repeating the Shahada, the little ditty about Muhammad, the only messenger. What's the difference? If you don't believe in God, it's just sort of like saying, you know, voodoo, boogoo, boogoo, and I get to live and be rich? Fine. Now, your kids don't know that dad was just a sellout traitor, like some generals. Your kids won't know that because they'll be raised in a madrasa school. They'll be brainwashed, you know, rocking, you know, reciting the Quran. But the traitors, they know it, but they'll do it for the money. And this is an MO that goes back 1,400 years.
Well, I tried to stop the clash of civilization in my own little way, and you know, now it's on. Now it's on. The globalists are flooding us with this. They've got a plan. They mean for us to capitulate, run up white flags when we're having 5, 10, 15 attacks a week. Let me ask you this question. We're going to break and going right to calls. At its metric level, doubling each year roughly, how bad will it get with the numbers we're talking about? An attack every day, an attack every week?
I don't look at this in a arithmetic type of escalation. I think it's going to go algorithmic because eventually they're going to find some of our weaker spots where massive leverage will happen. For example, that Metcalf grid attack. You do 20 Metcalf station attacks and take our grid down, it's game over.
Wow. Yeah, so you're talking about them trying to take out the Transformers and massive power outages. Well, they'll just blame gun owners if it happens. I mean, you know, that's all the left cares about. It's a mountain in our head.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andro 400.
Andro 400, I really love it. It's amazing to me that I feel so good. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. Energy to walk. Energy to play sports. Everything is starting to work again, just like I'm 25. My wife is happy. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man. I'm taking this stuff to the grave with me.
Men, have you lost energy and gained belly fat? Are you feeling stressed out? Fight back with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. For over a decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
From the InfoWars.com News Center, deep behind enemy lines in occupied Texas, broadcasting worldwide, you're listening to the voice of human resistance against the technotronic technocracy takeover. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Look, I know what's going on. The global social engineers need to destabilize the West to bring it down to end nation states. That's what our guest concurred earlier. And they think they're going to be able to manage Islam and make us conform to it, and then use that to end free speech and bring in all the hate speech and restrict our guns. That's what Hillary's now doing. That's what they've already done in Europe with these civil emergencies they put in place. Joe Biggs is getting set up. We're going to go to him on the ground in Orlando in just a moment. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. Our guest site is EnemiesForeignAndDomestic.com. Matt Bracken, former Navy SEAL, best-selling author. Of course, we had Tim Kennedy on in studio yesterday. Talk about an expert on terrorism. He is the expert. Everybody's like, oh, that's the UFC fighter, former Special Forces. No, not former, folks. That guy's working all the time. I'll just leave it at that. Six cities set to get hit, and we're just going to hear it's hate crime, hate crime, hate crime, hate crime. Well, of course it's a hate crime, but that's what Islam does. In 11 countries, they kill people because they're homosexuals. All the left cares about is that I use the word gay and that you control the language. You don't care if you're actually getting killed. That just makes you more of a cause celeb, unless you're the one actually getting bullets shot into you. But I want to go ahead and go to some phone calls, and we're going to go to Biggs here, and we're going to have Mr. Bracken riding shotgun with us, giving his commentary throughout the hour. And then we have coming up David Knight hosting the fourth hour. Leanne McAdoo is going to be with us as well. And we're going to have more special reports and a bunch of these clips. But right now, let's go ahead and go to who's up first here. Let's go ahead and talk to Alex in New York. You're on the air, Alex. Welcome.
Awesome.
Welcome. Okay, go ahead.
If I may, I want to back a little bit in the history to explain the situation that can happen here.
Okay, we got to go quick through these calls. Go ahead.
Quick. After World War II, in Russia and Soviet Union, with millions of unregistered guns, which is our government tried to take, of course. So the scenario was they just tried to use NKVD to take the guns, but it was not enough power. What they did, it was very big shortage on food. So offer of the government was, we give you food if you give up your guns, or you tell who had the guns. That's what they can do here. EBT cards already in a big hole. It can be used too.
Well, sir, unfortunately, I'm having trouble making out everything you're saying, but I think you're saying that you've been in countries in I believe you said Russia, where once they had a bunch of people come in and start terror attacks, they were able to take the guns? Or because I didn't even know Russians could really have guns before that unless they were in rural areas and had special licenses. Is that what you're getting at?
No, not exactly. After World War II, it was millions of guns on the civilian hands. Millions.
Yes.
And the government tried to take them back somehow, some way. NKVD tried to do power way, but it wasn't work. So offer was to the civilians, give up your guns, we give you food, because in this time it was very, very big shortage on the food after World War II.
And I believe the economic collapse is the ace in the hole that they'll use to get everybody domesticated for social engineering. You get your food, you get your job now in a command and control economy when you submit. That's why it's so important for all patriots to have a garden, to have durable food, to have firearms, to have a bug out pack, and to have friends you can count on to come together during a collapse, because clearly the system's been organizing an incremental collapse. That's a great point. Matt Bracken, of course, this is something you've talked a lot about. They're really pushing to make us as much hand-to-mouth as they can.
This is absolutely true what he said. It happened after World War I, which, of course, for Russia was 1917 when Lenin came back. They also did that with guns turning in. After World War II, many Russian soldiers, Ivans, came home. There was weapons all over the place. And they used starvation as a tool for leverage. You know, to get into the camp where you'll be saved from starvation, you have to turn in your weapons. When people often say, Matt, how do you know the future? You know, it's like you have a crystal ball or something. And I've thought about this a lot, and I don't have a crystal ball. What I do is I study history, and it's like a great big wheel with treads around the wheel. And so you look at the ground, and you can see the tread patterns that came before. Well, you can easily predict what the tread pattern is going to look like because it's just a wheel coming back down.
And we're headed, and though,
said about
with
the Soviet Union was exactly true.
Exactly. Thank you, caller. Great point, Alex in New York. But because of all the high technology, the population density, cultural events, domestication of the population, everything we've been through before, I believe, is going to be amplified, augmented, and be 3 or 4 times, 10 times worse with economic collapse, cultural degeneration, the Islamic mix in the middle of it, just all the basic craziness, the increases of mental illness. I mean, you look at every metric, society is degenerating.
Yeah, at a worst case scenario would be my short story called Alas, Brave New Babylon. But I think in the intermediate, you're going to see something similar to my short story called What I Saw at the Coup, because I do believe that they will try for a gun grab using a pretext of economic collapse, whether or not they're going to help engineer the collapse or just allow the conditions to metastasize with, you know, bringing in people that they know are jihadists or a percentage. I mean, how many does it take? It's like a jar of candy. If you said, look, most of the candy in this jar is perfectly safe. Maybe 1%, maybe 10% is poison. It's going to kill you. But you have to eat it. Otherwise, you're a hater. This is literally the situation we're being
It's like
in.
Saying, hey, you know, there's only one bullet in the cylinder, but there's six overall cylinders. You've only got a 1 in 6 chances of blowing your head off.
You have to try it. You have to play Russian roulette. Well, the thing is, yeah, there's a lot of worse conditions on one side, but believe me, there are patriots that are as patriotic as anybody from Valley Forge till now, and we are armed better than ever. There's never in history been a country with tens of millions of scoped rifles that can hit easily, standing offhand, 400-yard targets, and with a rest, 1,000 yards. There are millions. So something that these traders that think that they can just put millions of dollars from the Saudi government in their pocket, laundered through hedge funds, and they're just going to live in Aspen at the George Soros farm and live peacefully and happily ever after as the
ain't going to happen.
It ain't going to happen.
Especially when they admit they have plans in the new army manuals for domestic re-education camps for patriots. They actually say re-education camps. Don't you guys get it's a two-way street? They take our restraint as weakness. We've been affecting the battle space, the info war, raising the alarms, preparing the people. We're not flat-footed. And so they need to understand that we're identifying them, we're exposing their agenda, and they're still carrying out the agenda like we aren't there exposing it and sabotaging it. I just, they're crazy.
People should read my short story, What I Saw at the Coup, from the point of view of somebody who is on the unsuccessful end of an anti-constitutional putsch, because we have plenty, plenty, plenty of arrows in our quiver.
I was talking to Tim Kennedy. He said 95% of the Special Forces people that are active duty are fully awake.
Fully.
And I asked him why. And he goes, well, you know the training we've been given. And he talked about it on air. They're training them to take over governorships, take over the states, arrest patriots, take guns, and arrest,
It won't work. There aren't enough.
Well, didn't they know it would wake up the Special Forces people when they're openly training to basically come arrest Governor Abbott?
At the very top, I think that we're talking about fully satanic evil forces. Below that, they might think, oh, yeah, we're going to fill in the blank of your favorite outcome, Sharia law in America, progressive leftist socialism, communism. But at the very top, I think they just want to see it burn.
That's it. That's it. They want to just blow it up. That's their real plan. That's their goal is chaos for chaos' sake. I want to go back to Diane, Marguerite, Robert, Chad West, and others. But right now, let's go to Joe Biggs on the ground outside the Pulse nightclub, or what's left of it, where 49 people were killed. Joe Biggs, I know a lot of development since you were last on with us. You're on the trail with some investigative journalists on some things that folks aren't aware of, but a lot of information coming out. His brother-in-law, Joe Biggs, is one of Obama's people bringing in the refugees. He was working in Homeland Security, and Hillary and Obama ordered the stand down of the FBI in two different investigations of this guy. This is incredible. What do you think's going on here, Joe Biggs?
Well, it's an interesting thing, Alex. I was actually speaking with Rob Jacobson last night, and I said, this man's father looks like he is from a Pashtun area, a tribal region in Afghanistan. And sure enough, comes out today, this guy is a Taliban sympathizer. He speaks Pashtun. His videos are in Pashtun. And basically has this radical movement in his own. He says he has his own, CIA agency that's going to help him overthrow the government in Afghanistan. And, bring in this new ruling class. And he also put out videos where homosexuals should be killed. So you know where the son got the rhetoric from. You know where the son got those ideas from. So for that father to come out and act shocked that his son did this is completely and totally ridiculous. This man belongs behind bars. Now, on top of that, I've actually just spoke with a man who survived. He gave me that was chilling.
Okay, his Skype is breaking up, but if you look at DrudgeReport.com, we also have a video on Infowars.com, shows the father in a new video dressed up in a military outfit, doing YouTube videos in a military outfit, recruiting people, saying God will punish the gays. So, I mean, it's clear. This guy is a wind-up toy of daddy, and I bet they have him on MSNBC praising him and asking him to teach us the wisdom of the jihad or something. I mean, I even forgot to get to that. Meanwhile, they're still, if you're not on DrudgeReport.com or Infowars.com or WorldNet Daily, they are still blaming gun owners. And Hillary and Bernie Sanders say they're coming after our guns. Matt Bracken, do you really think they'll be able to sell this on their idiot constituents, or is there any point at which people are going to wake up and the homosexuals are going to realize under Sharia law in 11 countries, you will have your head chopped off? Okay, I'm not the one chopping your dumb head off.
I think this is a big wake-up call. I think this is a transformative moment. In a sense, this was a twofer. He attacked a gay club on Latino night. So any progressive gay Latinos, however many of them there are in the United States, they ain't voting for Hillary. I can tell you that much. Gun owners just went out and bought another case of 5.56 and 7.62. I can tell you. And a couple more cases of survival food. They can plan this. But like I often say, a plan to ride the tiger is not the same as riding the tiger. And they try to take our guns away, they're going to be trying to ride the tiger, and they're going to get the teeth.
Doesn't it let Petraeus and all these people know that when my reporters, anywhere they go in the world, or our listeners now know who they are? We're not just watching Dance with the Stars. We know who the card deck of criminals and traitors are. It's got to really let them understand they're not invincible. They're not gods. If they try to start a civil war in this country, they're going to be brought to justice.
That's very important. It's very important, and that's why I was so glad to see the video of disgraced, suborned, sold-out, bribed General Petraeus running away. That is going to be the video of his career. And I don't want to just harp on General Petraeus, but all the other sellout generals that are sliding out of the Pentagon over to some quote-unquote global hedge fund, which is money laundering operation for Saudi dirty money, to spread jihad and Sharia law through the world, as long as they can get their millions.
Sure.
InfoWars and other people are going to be there with a camera.
Let's expand on this, and we're going to go back to calls and then back to Biggs as his Skype degraded. What are they thinking, though, the Saudis? Because they claim, oh, we just export the terror so it doesn't hit us. No, they don't build 1,000 mosques a year overseas, hundreds here every few years, to just export it. This is how they're taking over. This has been their plan forever. This is what the Wahhabists are doing. They've been very, very successful. And then now we sit here and see Major Hassan getting programming from Saudi Arabia, the Fort Hood shooter. We see the San Bernardino going to Saudi Arabia. We see this guy going to Saudi Arabia. We know what's going on. His father, his brother-in-law shooting their mouths off, running around stirring stuff up, running the refugee invasion. I mean, they know what they're doing. It's a military operation. I just can't believe Obama thinks he's actually going to get away with this, because
this is why they have to get you off the air. Because, sure, you're just the Alex Jones show. You're not Tom Brokaw, you know, coming out of retirement, pinch hitting on NBC. You're just a guy on videos, right? But you're a feeder for the entire world, because we get our information off of YouTube. It doesn't matter where it shows up first. And they have to get rid of Matt Drudge. They're not even going to allow him to put up the title, a headline, a link. Hillary Clinton is pushing this UN Resolution 1618, which is an anti-quote-unquote blasphemy law. It's very important to understand that in Islam, blasphemy does not mean telling an untruth about Islam. Blasphemy means saying anything that harms Islam. I'll give you an example. If you say that Muhammad ordered the beheadings of thousands of bound, captured prisoners, and then the taking of their wives as sex slaves, and Muhammad himself took 20% as his cut, all of that is true. And in American jurisprudence, the truth is an absolute defense against libel, blasphemy, whatever what you want to call it. In Islam, truth has nothing to do with anything, just doesn't harm Islam. So Hillary Clinton is actively pushing for UN resolutions, which would not allow us, we'd be as hamstrung as the Germans, you know, getting arrested or ticketed for telling the truth about Muhammad. And this is the future that we have under our sellouts. I go back to Carlos Ilyich Ramirez Sanchez, the Jackal. It has to be a coalition of socialists and Islamists to take down America, the great Satan. And they're well on their way. It's a program. It's a plan. Hand together, the left and the Islamists, to destroy freedom.
I want to ask you this question. We're going back to Joe Biggs.
Obama's an Alinskyite.
Sure. But when they start having a couple attacks a week and this all goes on, I guess they've psychologically tested the left. They think they'll just submit and blame us that are criticizing Islam. And I guess a lot of liberals are so cuckolded and under such mass Stockholm syndrome that they're going to go out and actually join Islam. In fact, there's a new trend where liberal women go and find an Islamic man, and then he bosses her around, and she likes that. They'll even leave their husband that has kids to go, I guess that's be a new form of bondage. And so that's the new trendy thing. And all these liberal publications and things like the Huffington Post tell women, make the Muslims comfortable. You need to start wearing a hijab. And I'm seeing it more and more. Women think it's really sexy and trendy. So are they so weak and never had daddies, or they hate daddy so much that they don't want to go to somebody that looks like daddy? They want to go to somebody that looks like Habib, and will maybe chain them up because it's kind of sexy. I mean, is this kind of like the furthest, the next phase of 50 Shades of Grey is to be an Islamic rape camp, supporting the rape of 5-year-old girls by 100 men until the girl dies? That's a real case.
It's an unbelievable level of cognitive dissonance. To imagine being a feminist and saying on the one hand that college campuses, which the few men that are left, I think it's like 40%, are a bunch of rapists, right? But you ignore the fact that women are being sold as sex slaves in Islamic countries today. If you look there, Hillary Clinton put out a Ramadan tweet saying, as we enter Ramadan, we, and there are pictures of her and Chelsea with Arafat, wearing hijabs with big S-eating grins on their faces, hugging up on Arafat the terrorist in a keffiyeh, I wouldn't be surprised a bit if she had already converted. They don't have to tell you. Remember Taqiyya. They can announce later.
And her girlfriend's a Saudi. Her lesbian girlfriend's a Saudi.
Yeah, Huma. Yeah, it's a crazy time, but I think that people are waking up. The question is, what will the left do? What will the left Islam coalition running the White House do if they see people waking up and say demanding? For example, I remember they brought in a bunch of illegal aliens about 2 years ago during a big border push, and people out in California went and stopped the bus, crowded around the bus.
It's incredible. We got Joe Biggs here, but you're right. We just put up our tweet as we begin Ramadan. We want to salute all the women sexually mutilated and wearing bags over their heads. No, she says, as we begin Ramadan, I wish all Muslims a blessed time of reflection, family, and good health. And then she puts out this Ramadan statement. Let's go ahead and go back to Joe Biggs, and I'm going to Margaret, Diane, Robert, Chad. I promise I'm going to your calls. Joe Biggs, I'm told you're chomping. We got you back on phone. Go ahead.
Roger that, Alex. I actually had the opportunity to speak with someone who survived the shooting and made it out. I spoke to another man whose friend was a straight guy. He's married, had children. He was bartending and was shot in the leg 3 times. He said he could hear the bullets shattering bone, piercing flesh. Like, the whole room was full of smoke, and each person I've talked to said there was multiple shooters inside of this nightclub, not just one, like the mainstream media is telling everyone. Every person I've talked to says they believe that there are multiple shooters, which means there is still someone or persons on the loose out here.
Wow, so that's
area.
The breaking news. Start over. This is important, Joe. Joe Biggs reporting from Orlando. Start over. Talk about who you talked to. I hope this is on video. This is going to be huge.
Yes, we have it all on video. One of the guys, I reached out to a whole bunch of people, names that I saw posting on the Pulse Facebook page of people who said they had friends who were injured and or were injured themselves. And I reached out to these people, and I was able to set up some interviews today. I spoke with one man, his friend. She has the viral Snapchat video that TMZ has posted everywhere. She was filming, and you can hear the gunshots, and then the video freezes. That's when she is hit by multiple gunfire and dies right there.
Wow.
On that Snapchat footage. And I have footage of that man talking about the story and his friend and about her. I talked to another man who is a straight man as well. He actually goes to that club. He has a lot of friends, and his buddy was a male bartender, a straight man, married, has kids. And he was explaining what the bartender was going through. He said that the bartender saw this man walk into the bar and automatically felt something was wrong. And the next thing you know, he heard gunfire, dropped to the ground, and he could hear bones splintering, screaming, yelling. People were cut, covered in glass, in blood, crawling across the ground. He said complete and total chaos.
Can we analyze any of the acoustics? How many witnesses, Joe, that you've talked to say We're about to go to break here. We're going to come back right with you. How many people have you talked to that say they saw multiple shooters or heard different shots from different angles?
Two people I've talked to in person so far today, and then other videos on CBS, ABC News, where these people are explaining how they believe there was multiple shooters, and then they were cut off the air.
Well, sure. They don't want to investigate this guy's mosque. I know that. You know, you got the imam saying that it's good to kill the gays, and his dad says it, too, but they're all innocent. The gun owners are to blame.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Service may not be available in all states.
Attention. This is an important message for anyone who had an IVC filter implanted to prevent blood clots from traveling to their heart or lungs. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Call the IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. IVC filters have been known to fracture and cause tearing of the heart, lungs, or vena cava, internal bleeding, pulmonary embolism, and even death. Our network of experienced attorneys is ready to fight for you at no charge. You pay no fees unless your case is settled. But hurry, time is limited to make a claim, so call now for a free confidential consultation. Don't fight this alone. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, call IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. 800-870-7899. That's 800-870-7899.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Working on breaking news during the break. Almost can get back in here on time. Leanne McAdoo's here. She's going to be riding shotgun some into the next hour with David Knight. We have our guest, Matt Bracken of EnemiesFarmDomestic.com. I'm Alex Jones at InfoWars.com. I almost want to just let Joe Biggs go and get back to their hotel and take these newscasts, these pieces, and these witnesses and put it out. Witnesses say there are multiple shooters. Drudge has a link to an article. Did he have help? I mean, come on, folks. He is daddy. Was putting videos out saying, kill the gays. His imam is saying it on TV. The other imam is saying it in town. The truth is, folks, These people are very arrogant about what they're doing. And the bizarreness is we're then being blamed as gun owners and patriots on the news. Like, see what your guns did again? And literally, Hillary and Obama brought these people in. She's gotten over $100 million the last 6-7 years in her foundation from Gulf State dictators. $100 million. Her alone. She lives like a total queen. She's running around with this gimmick. She's a woman from a blessed Ramadan. And the feminists just love it. What a group of freaks and evil people. And I've never seen Leanne McAdoo this mad. I guess she was out doing reporting, but wanted to come back to Austin. She was so upset. I was getting texts from midnight from her. I was sawing logs. And so Leanne McAdoo's here. We're going to go back and say bye to Biggs and let him finish up and then take calls with Bracken here. And don't worry, callers, Margaret and Mark and Robert and Chad and others. First-time callers, you want to get involved, 800-259-9231. In fact, I probably just shouldn't make people hold for an hour and then make them wait. But, you know, that's not good. So I'm going to flush the calls, boom, and we're going to let everybody call back in. First-time callers, 800-259-9231, specifically on this, 800-259-9231. Briefly, I got to pay some bills here. It's the last day we're doing it because they didn't take the special down for the air purifier system. That comparable units are like $400 or more. It's normally $240. It's $180-something right now, 26% off the Alexa Pure Breeze at InfoWarsStore.com. It's an amazing system. We produce triple amount of living defense, harmful organism, parasite cleanse. It's a great formula. But it's so hard to source all these ingredients and have them totally clean and pure. It took us 6 months to get the 27 ingredients and to have this produced by our Texas lab. So it's $34.95, but I'm going to end that special today. So we hold back a little bit in the next month before more comes in. It might be 3 or 4 months again. We're hoping it's just a month. But InfoWarsLife.com, get your living defense today. Amazing results for myself. And read the reviews at InfoWarsLife.com. Or InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. And your purchase of the products, whether it's storable food or the non-GMO heirloom seeds or water filtration systems or Hillary for prison shirts, all of it funds an organization that is scarily effective for just seeing the facts, having the guest, cutting through the bull, teleprompter free, blowing the narratives wide open, just exposing the New World Order. I mean, we've got the zeitgeist, and that's why we got great products, great prices, and supporting us is buying your war bonds. But I'm a capitalist and a free market guy, so we have great cutting-edge products, great competitive prices. It's a win. I love it. People say, Alex, you know, if we got a shortfall this month, you're discounting everything so much, and yeah, sales are up, but profits aren't. Why are you doing it? I just say, listen, this is what I like to do. So that's what we're doing, and I'm expanding in the face of this, and I just know the sales are going to come in to be able to cover everything we need to cover. Because for me, it's not about money. Money is like ammunition in a gun or fuel in a, you know, in a tank I'm going to run over the enemy with. To me, the fortune I want is liberty and freedom and not being blamed for jihad attacks when we're the ones that warned of it and know how to stop it. But that's all the gays, the hate crime. It's the Islamic attack with his daddy and his imam saying, kill the gays. And Junior's got a Homeland Security contract and his brother-in-law shipping the jihadis in. And they're all a bunch of arrogant bastards on TV. I have clips of imams saying, you do not get political. And we all just sit here and politically correct, you know, roll over like a dog and start, you know, I just had enough. Leanne, you're pretty pissed. I want to go back to Biggs and then our guests here and some calls. But I said I'm going to take calls. There's so much breaking news. Leanne, you are really angry. At least you were last night. Why are you so angry?
Well, I was angry and I could not stop crying. I was just so upset. One of the things that just made me so frustrated was you have people going, oh, that's so terrible, pray for Orlando, and then straight back to taking selfies and going to the bread and circuses, watching the games. Like, this is not the new normal.
So Justice Sigel, oh, yeah, it's like I saw some of the attorney generals and stuff on TV and federal prosecutors, like it was a rock stars and like it was fun and the great job they did standing down for 3 hours.
Right. I mean, it's just infuriating that they're trying to just wash over this, immediately come out. You know, we've been saying for months, what are the LGBT activists, what are these people, the leftists, going to say when Islam starts attacking the gays here in this country, because they're completely ignoring the fact that they're throwing them off roofs. Well, now We see what happens. They
blame us.
Throw their own group under the bus.
It's like, thanks a lot, man. Thanks a lot. We tried to stop this, and now you're blaming us, you pieces of crap.
Right. They're so.
And you're not a piece of crap because you're gay. You're a piece of crap because your head is full of manure, and you're led by a bunch of people that hate your guts.
Because you bow at the altar of political correctness and throw your own people who are now literally dying at the hands of this, and you refuse to call it out for what it is.
Hillary, if you bring up 11 Islamic countries kill gays.
Right.
They go, shut up, homophobe, I'm flagging you on Facebook, piece of crap. Don't you besmirch your religion.
Right.
Then they badmouth Christianity all day.
Exactly.
They're just Christian haters. Let's just get down to brass tacks, okay?
And then
the liberals are a bunch of mentally ill, they're into bondage.
Right. And then to parade this guy's dad out, or the imam from the mosque, and to have him as some relevant point of view when he's on camera praising the Taliban and down with the West and all of this. Like,
and why do we bring this piece of filth here then? Get the hell out of the country. Him and his mom need to have their asses shipped back to that hellhole.
Exactly. And then to say, you know, it's the loving thing to do to kill the gays. That you need to kill gay people.
And that kind of sounds like such an a weird perv, too.
Oh, it's so creepy. And
we love them. We kill them. Let's go back to Bracken briefly, and then I'm going to go to Biggs and give him the floor because he's on the phone chomping. But I want to get Biggs back. In fact, let's go to Biggs first. Biggs, finish up with this huge news that there are people saying, and now I see it here in the news, there were all these shooters, multiple people. He had help. This was going on. The government stands down for 3 hours. Really, something stinks here. What do you think's going on? I mean, we got Obama and Hillary protecting this guy from A to Z.
I mean, the fact that President Obama comes out and calls this an act of hate, slash act of terror, takes away from what it really is. It's the fact that he continues to call it what it is, radical Islam. By calling it hate, what he's doing, he's taking the pressure off of the FBI, the people who are supposed to be monitoring these lunatics, and protecting the American people. That's what he does when he uses the word hate. He simplifies it down and makes it just a hate crime, and then it can't be blamed on these alphabet agencies who are supposed to know what's going on. And the fact that they had this guy on the radar, they sat down, they talked with him numerous times, and this still happened? The fact this guy was able to have that kind of clearance to work for a security company that's a branch or a contracting
company? And then his brother-in-law is shipping the jihadis in. This is an organized plan. That's why Obama can't stop it.
We have the information that there's going to be, about 7 attacks this month alone. This is Ramadan.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what's happening this Friday? A gay pride parade in downtown New Orleans. If you've never been there, that place is ripe for the picking. That is very narrow passageways. That is some spot. That's a spot that could be possibly the next terror attack that they're going to continue to.
Absolutely. And Biggs, I know you want to go there. Be very safe. Biggs is a target of these people. We don't like to make a big deal out of that, but they put him in their videos and things, actual ISIS. And they're just scum of the earth, funded by Saudi Arabia. And Saudi Arabia needs to know, you know, we're going to bring out the 28 pages. We're going to expose you. We're not going to go away. And you guys are just so arrogant. I don't care how many people bow down to you or if you go to the Bush's ranch. You know, this treason, when we're done with you collaborators, is going to all come out. And listen, folks, I'm not looking for trouble with the New World Order, but they are not going to back off us. They're coming after our guns. They're demonizing Christianity. They're demonizing free speech. They're demonizing the family. They are searching everybody at the airport but women wearing hijabs.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Muslims are God, and I've had enough of it. Joe Biggs and Rob Jacobson, great job there on the ground. I'm looking for you guys to follow those reports with the video clips and stuff. As soon as you do, they'll go viral, okay?
Yeah, we're heading back to the hotel right now. We're going to get some Wi-Fi and then get those videos out.
All right, fabulous job, Joe Biggs. I want to go to calls here because people have been holding, but Matt Bracken riding shotgun with us, former Navy SEAL. Again, we don't even have the staff or the crew to go get him 2 months ago and a month ago predicting all of this. We even said nightclubs were the main target. I've said that hundreds of times. It clearly is escalating. This will embolden them. This will get more of these cells to attack. And I guess we're going to have the surreal moment when they just say, we got to take your guns, as Hillary's now saying, and we've got to pass hate laws where nobody can talk bad about a religion because you're stirring up the Muslims. That's the same thing they've already done in Europe. It is outrageous. And I'm here to tell you, folks, we're coming to the time when they're going to send the FBI to my offices or to Matt Drudge's office or to Bracken's office. It's already happening to FBI agents. I was talking to Tim Kennedy. He knows federal officers all over the country. that actually are have HUMAT in these mosques where they're calling to kill and attack like this one. And when they even file something for an investigation, they get a criminal investigation, wow, a civil rights violation. And so one guy got mad and actually went in the mosque, waited till they said it, and said, how, which I would go to a church. They one time they had a synagogue calling for gun bans. I went and spoke in the synagogue, and they got real mad at me, but I was nice and stood up and said, you know, Hitler took the guns. Why are you doing this? You're crazy. And they blew up and kicked me out. The point is that they're charging this guy with a hate crime. So, I mean, I guess we're just going to sit here and let them blow us up and shoot us and then just kiss Obama's butt? What do you think the end game here is, Matt Bracken?
Disarmament, because you can't truly turn this country into a slave state until we're disarmed. So they're going to do everything under the auspices of gun safety. I have a video floating around called Democide, Socialism, Tyranny, Guns, and Freedom. The Katyn Forest, they disarmed the Polish officers, massacred them, clamped communism over Eastern Europe. To my gay friends, I got a quick comment. I have a great friend named Oleg Volk, like Volkswagen. He has a website called Self-Defense is a Human Right. Go there as your entry portal. I know a lot of people didn't grow up in the gun culture like many of us did. You didn't serve in the military. Your family didn't have any guns. Go to selfdefenseisahumanright.com, and it's your portal. You can go into a gun store. I don't care if you're gay or straight. And you explain that you have absolutely starting at the beginner level, and you will be taken in. They won't care about anything else except the fact that you're an American, you're a human being, and self-defense is a human right. They'll steer you right, they'll start you off, and in a couple weeks you can even have a concealed permit.
And it's
people
so,
need to be armed.
Mike Judge 2 years ago, before he even launched Silicon Valley, he invited me out to his big ranch outside Austin, beautiful house up on a hill, he could shoot 360, and he had basically the whole cast, about 20 people of Silicon Valley there. And they were almost all anti-gun. They all knew who I was. They were kind of freaking out. Within 1 hour, I had women, all of them just giggling, laughing, saying, yeah, I'm a good person. Why can't I have an AR-15? Why can't I have it? They were shooting women. We're shooting 50 caliber rifles within 2 hours. We're eating barbecue, having a great time. And I sat there with Judge. He goes, yeah, I like to do this with any new cast, any new show I have. Come back out next time. And we've done that some more with other cast of shows. And he wants me to be in a movie and stuff. But the point is that we're just sitting there with barbecue and guns, all safe, shooting off a porch. And there were women with M4s within an hour and a half shooting bullseye at 200 yards. And we drive up, in the trucks to the targets on the stumps. And these are like, really good looking, movie star women. They go, I did it. They were shooting bullseye in an hour and a half. And we had just converted them in an hour. Not to Islam to go, put bags on their heads, but to be real powerful women, right, ready to stand up. And that's what it's all about, isn't it, Bracken?
That is. Firearms in the right hands means empowerment. They call it an assault weapon, but if it's in the hands of a good person, it's a defense weapon. When the Department of Homeland Security buys truckloads of M4s, they call them a personal defense weapon. How come it's not an assault weapon?
Hmm.
Well, that's why they don't want women to go. That's why Biden said, don't get an AR-15, women. It'll knock you down, because they know it's so comfortable. It's the perfect firearm for a woman.
Yeah, that's hysterical. But it's really about empowerment, and the progressives don't want people empowered. They want them to be slaves. They want them to think that a firearm has some inherently evil component inside of it that turns people into raging maniacs. Maybe it's projection. That's a psychological term. People that don't control their own feelings and emotions, maybe they think that if I had a gun, I might go crazy and shoot my wife.
That's exactly. Buzz Bissinger on a show on CNN said, I want to kill Alex Jones. And then he said later on the show, he goes, I'm mentally ill. I want to kill myself. That's why I think we should take guns. I spend all my money on women's clothes. And it was just like, okay, fine. He's flipping out saying he wants to kill me. He can't have a gun because he wants to kill himself. And he wants woman's clothes. And I was just like, he's a raving loon.
Right, projecting.
Yeah, I mean, I've had guns. I've been shooting shotguns since I was 4 years old. Never hurt anybody. So how am I bad? I was shooting birds when I was 5 years old. How am I evil?
Well, Think Progress, they wanted you to know that this is the gun that committed the deadliest shooting in U.S. history.
We're going to talk more about that with David Knight coming up. We're going to ride shotgun with him, Leanne McAdoo. Stay with us, Mr. Bracken with us. Now we're going to go to your calls. I apologize. We're doing it now. Let's go to Diane in Oregon. You're a trooper. You're on the air. What do you make of this? Is the Second Amendment to blame, or is it radical Islam?
I would have to say it's our government. I actually, the only reason I called is because I wanted to give you a warning. I know when they're going to start martial law. I know exactly when they're going to start it, and we kind of checkmate it ourselves. Let me explain. With everything with Hillary Clinton, she is not allowed to run for presidency at all. She is being investigated, but yet here comes Obama, and he's supporting her. What is that going to do when the primaries come up or the election comes up on the 16th of November? A lot of people that listen to you are going to riot. If she gets presidency, we're going to riot. That's just...
Libertarians and conservatives don't normally do that, but listen, that's a good question, though, for our guests. Thank you, Diane. Let's go ahead and go back to Mr. Bracken. What about the civil emergency card? They've already done it in Europe. What if Hillary does get indicted? They're going to activate the George Soros crowds and Black Lives Matter and the jihadis to riot, not the other way around. What do you think?
If it looks like Donald Trump is going to win, let's say that there are a few more of these jihadi attacks, maybe at a much higher level, and the polls are going, 70% Trump, and it looks like he's going to sweep like Reagan. In that case, I think that they'll try to accelerate any kind of a scheduled scenario to create such chaotic conditions that there can't be elections held. It would be very easy to do. You could, for example, start a rumor that, these evil white NRA racist crackers are planning to shoot poor black folks waiting in the polling line.
And then therefore, you fall flag and do it.
Mm-hmm. Right. That will suppress the vote. Therefore, the election can't be held. Or let's say that there is these 20 Metcalf station attacks. The power goes out in a big part of the country. As I often say on the Internet, no elections if there's no electricity. Then there's just an emergency law.
Guys, if you've been using or wanting to try Viagra but are worried about the costs, we have great news. Now you can finally get real results at huge discounts with our Healthy Men alternative to the little blue pill. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get results for a fraction of the price? Call today and get 40 pills for only $99. Others cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want real results at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill for Viagra when you can get real results for less than $3 per pill. Call 800-308-7553 today and save over $500. You can have those breathtaking, toe-curling moments again and again. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Call right now and we'll rush you your supply delivered discreetly to your door. Just call 800-308-7553. That's 800-308-7553. Again, 800-308-7553.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Service may not be available in all states.
Attention. This is an important message for anyone who had an IVC filter implanted to prevent blood clots from traveling to their heart or lungs. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Call the IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. IVC filters have been known to fracture and cause tearing of the heart, lungs, or vena cava, internal bleeding, pulmonary embolism, and even death. Our network of experienced attorneys is ready to fight for you at no charge. You pay no fees unless your case is settled. But hurry, time is limited to make a claim, so call now for a free confidential consultation. Don't fight this alone. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, call IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. 800-870-7899. That's 800-870-7899.
DarkCityDefense.com was born in Black Mountain, at the foot of the Black Mountain Range in North Carolina. From the Dark City, as it's affectionately been named, we built an online firearms pro store that boasts a vast range of firearms, optics, and outdoor supplies. With aggressively low everyday pricing and a free gift pack with every firearms purchase, DarkCityDefense.com is committed to Tier 1 customer service and overcoming darkness by turning on the light of liberty. Find the light in our logo and find out more at DarkCityDefense.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
All right, right, it's the final segment of the three-hour broadcast, but a lot of stations carry the fourth hour now. David Knight is going to be co-hosting with myself and Leanne McAdoo. I'll be here for at least 30 minutes the next hour. I'm going to be going to your phone calls. There's a bunch of clips I haven't gone to. I need to recap the breaking news. Bottom line, I cannot believe the fingerprints of the Obama administration and Hillary protecting this guy. His whole family is just a nest of super dangerous people. I mean, if I was on air saying, kill gays, I would expect to be arrested because I'm a talk show host, and that's a call to action, okay? And if somebody's calling for killing me, I want something done about it. Well, you know what? The left can call for killing Donald Trump, and they've got Facebook pages with 300,000 likes, and they won't arrest the people that are doing it. The New York Times can have a writer call for killing Trump. They can have Glenn Beck keeps calling for it. Now, he did get kicked off XM because of it. But, I mean, it's just this climate where they can call for hurting us, and then I don't want to hurt them. I just want them to go back to their own places and kill themselves. You know, just go kill yourselves somewhere else. I'm sorry my daughters aren't going to wear frickin' bags on their heads. And if you try to boss me around, I'm getting pushed too far here is what I'm telling you. Leanne, I've never seen you so pissed off air. And you really just gave us a good reason why. Go ahead and go through that again if you can recreate that.
Well, it's just the fact that we just had a massive terror attack here in America. And everyone's like, oh, hashtag pray for Orlando. Oh, okay. Well, we got to get rid of that terrible gun that committed the deadliest.
Enough is enough. Look at Think Progress. This is the gun that committed the deadliest shooting. This is the Ford F-150 that committed the running over the crowd. What horse crap?
Right. It's not
the killer. These people are a freaking cult of scum.
It's not the killer. It's not religious intolerance. It's not radical Islam.
Why would Think Progress be allied with radical freaking Islam?
It's this inanimate object. This.
Bracken, see Bracken's chomping at the bit, and I swore to go to calls. And Bracken wants to go a little bit longer with us, too, pop it in, he can. He's got to go, I understand. But I at least want him to do 10 more minutes the next hour to give us some of his ideas for solutions. But right now, let's jam in at least one or two calls before we go to break. James. Let's talk to James, and then we'll go to Mark in Tennessee, and West, Marguerite, and Robert. And then that's it for calls. But James, go ahead.
Hi, Mr. Jones. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. Go ahead.
I'm a retired 24 years in the United States Army and Marine Corps, retired Special Operations and Military Intelligence. Just a little background for you. I'm calling because of an article I came across regarding a study that was published in the American Journal of Political Science a few years back. Now, this is a study that has been touted by the left for years. This has been their cornerstone of why they're righteous. The title of this is the relationship between personality traits and political ideologies. Now, the thing is with this study, they show that certain individuals with certain political ideologies tend to have certain causational reasons for this. And they also tend to show certain psychological aspects, such as certain psychoses. Turns out that these people tend to be liberal. The study, when published, and this is a journal run by the New York Times.
No, I saw it last week. A big, giant, prestigious journal reversed itself and said that people that call themselves liberal are basically schizophrenic, paranoid, victimology screwballs who are antisocial and don't give money and steal and are basically mentally ill, borderline personality disorder flunkies. And the modern world, because people were never put through trials and tribulations when they were young, is actually producing what you'd call spoiled, rotten, 35-year-old toddlers. Is that what you're getting at?
Exactly, sir. And now here's the thing. This fits into Hillary completely because you see how she acts.
Mm-hmm.
This is a woman
absolutely
out with reality.
Before that study came out, Paul put a video out a few weeks ago likening them to two-year-old babies.
Right.
And that's exactly how they act. And I'm just fed up with it. And see, anybody that puts up with a spoiled brat, they bully you if you get on up spoiled brats. But they grovel to you, just like you said with Muslims. Bracken did. It's either on their knees or at your neck. Or is it at your neck or on your knees? Bracken, stay right there. I want to come back to you briefly. Great point, James. God bless you. And then we're going to Marguerite, Robert, Mark, and Wes. Leanne McAdoo's here. Alex Jones is here. I can't help it. I'm doing the fourth hour with David Knight. There's so much. Let's find out from Bracken how much more time he can do. Right on the side of the
This is GCN.
Infowars.com/show.
Radio Network.
What about